when you kiss me.
I don't need to kiss some old lady's ass on my holiday. You heard what I spelled.
Start off by kissing. Is that okay?
Okay.
He's tall and he's dark, and like a shark, he looks for trouble. That's why the zero's double. Mr. Kiss, Kiss, Bang, Bang. He's suave and he's smooth, and he can soothe you like vanilla. The gentleman's a killer. Mr. Kiss, Kiss, Bang, Bang. Damoiselles in danger have filled the stranger's path. Every day's the last. He's fast, and and he's cool. He's from the school that loves and leaves them. A pity if it grieves them. Mr. Kiss, Kiss, Bang, Bang's not a fool. Demoiselles and danger have filled a stranger's path. Like a knife, he cuts through life. Like every day's the last. He's fast and he's cool. He's from the school that loves and leaves them. A pity if it grieves them. Mr. Kiss, Kiss, Bang, Bang's not a fool.
Not tonight, sweetie. Maybe another night.
Mom, parents who spend time with their kids in their younger years have a better chance of being close to their kids in those difficult teen years. I'm 12 right now, and when I turn 13, I'll become a whole different person, someone you won't even know. I'll be a roller coaster of emotions. Sometimes so sweet, you'll wonder what my motives are. And sometimes I'll burst into tears because I can't find my biology book.
Okay.
And what about when I start dating and bring home some guy who wants to take me away to Burma and live in a yurt?
A what?
How are you going to deal with that if we're not close?
Get your blades, honey.
Give your family everything. Give them your time.
Mom, I can't find my rollerblades.
Oh, boy.
Who took my rollerblades?
Okay, calm down. We'll find it.
Just kidding.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Meeting teen girls online is easy. It's as simple as going into a chat room and starting up conversations. Chatting seems safe to them, so they're much easier to approach than they would be in person. Once we start chatting, I act as cool and understanding as possible. I wait out their suspicions. The longer we talk, the more they trust me. Usually doesn't take all that long. When they send me their picture, I tell them how hot they are. A lot of girls have never had a guy tell them they're beautiful or special or smart, so they eat it up. After I have them convinced we're soulmates and I should be their boyfriend and all that, I ask them to meet in person. The trick is never saying we have to meet. You ask them, make it seem like it's their choice. Once I get them to meet me, well, that's when things get really interesting.
Online predators know what they're doing. Do you?
1 in 5 kids online is sexually solicited. Don't believe the type. Visit cybertipline.com to learn how you can protect yourself from online predators. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Tears of the Gods with Edward by WMFO Medford.
We'll be right back. you're tuned in to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Community Radio. This evening, in anticipation of Valentine's Day in 2 weeks, our theme is called How About a Little Kiss? And we're featuring the band Kiss, as well as cool covers of their music by other bands and songs about kissing. So we started off the set with basically a money-making disco song for Kiss. I Was Made for Loving You, originally on Dynasty. And then John 5, a short instrumental piece, Bella Kiss, from The Devil Knows My Name. And then something with a recorded voice message from Gene Simmons, supposedly to the Mighty Mighty Boss Stones, telling them that for the upcoming Cool Covers Kiss My Ass album, that Detroit Rock City was going to be performed by somebody else. Slam of the door, guy getting all upset, going off into his car, and then reliving the song about somebody going to see a Kiss concert, heading into Detroit in their car, and then smashing into a truck. Yes, Detroit Rock City, as performed by the Mighty Mighty Boss Stones. And then Shania Twain, produced by her husband at the time, the incredible producer Matt Lang, When You Kiss Me, from her Up album. And there was actually a very cool concept for that album, where there were three discs released with different colors, the red Up, the green Up, and then another color, maybe it was blue. And one of them was pop versions of all the songs. Another was country versions of all the songs. And then the other one, which I'd really love to hear, I've got the other two, but Bhangra, kind of Indian versions of the songs. And then our featured artists with an earlier song, one that was actually on that 1975 third album that I ever bought, a triple vinyl album, Hotter Than Hell, from originally on that album of the same name. And then some James Bond in there for you, Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. And then some public service messages about love and other perversions. What I mean there is, yes, something from the Mormons, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, a PSA called Consequences, daughter from the Homefront Mormon family, public service messages. And then I juxtaposed that with one about dealing with online sexual exploitation of children, which all led into that final song of the set by that lecherous pervert sex addict Gene Simmons, Christine 16, all about him going after a 16-year-old girl named Christine. And, well, I'm not quite so sure that a song like that would become as popular as it was back then for Kiss. So Kiss's longtime record producer, Eddie Kramer, was the most famous person, the most famous music person that I ever got coffee for. When I was in high school, I was very fortunate to make the acquaintance and have as a mentor a music engineer, a recording engineer named Chris Cassone, who was, among other things, a friend of Ace Frehley's, and he actually apparently drove Ace to his audition for Kiss, where Ace famously wore two different colored sneakers. And also, when I was an intern at this Northlake Recording Studios in White Plains, New York, Chris showed me, well, Kiss used to record there, particularly Ace Frehley, and there was a classic Spinal Tap moment that I didn't witness, but Chris got out a flashlight and he showed me how you could look in between the sliders on the recording console, and you could see far off in the back there were these lines of white powder. And so, yeah, Ace Frehley, a classic Spinal Tap moment, had all his cocaine out there, and he sneezed, and he blew it all in there, and it cost a lot of money to vacuum out as best they could, but they didn't get it all. And now I'm able to tell you the story, the impact, decades later. So backing me up here is the Japanese kind of classical composer. He's a bit like Vangelis. He does a lot of different styles that way, and got synthesizers. That's certainly something you can do. And yes, this is called Cosmic Love by Kitaro. So another thing that I wanted to mention about Gene Simmons, I thought one very cool insight that he had in an interview was he was describing the demon suit. Once they got onto the idea early at the formation to each have their particular characters, and he chose the demon, that he had a suit constructed out of leather. And after a few uses, this thing, it would never get cleaned. And he's out there sweating all the time and being up on stage. It developed a really pungent odor, absolutely horrible. And he disliked kind of climbing into that sweat, dirt suit and everything. And then he had a real epiphany. He realized that in portraying this creature that was coming from the bowels of hell, well, what would a creature like that, in fact, smell like? It'd smell horrible. And then the smell stopped bothering him and helped him get him more into the character. So in the next set, we're going to start off with a very cool cover version of a Kiss song by the Lemonheads. And this was one that Gene Simmons wrote after he participated in this art making craft that a groupie came up with and did for quite a number of the male artists that she was fans of. What she would do is get a bunch of she'd make models of her rock stars, male rock stars' organs, and that was called a plaster caster. And then, yes, she'd make to take the original plaster casts of that, and then she'd make the models of them. And Gene Simmons wrote a song about his experience, and we're going to start off the set with that. Also, some music from the Neat Beats, thanks to DJ Easy Ed for that. And then a cool cover, not of a Kiss song, but of a Rolling Stones song by Kiss. And then also Mary Chapin Carpenter and some more Kiss. And it all starts right now here on the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage. Only on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Just are playing with forces beyond your ken.
Yeah, well, your Ken can kiss my Barbie.
No, I'm not gay.
You're not? But you just kissed me.
Okay, I'm gay.
Shout it out to the night. Give me what I deserve.
tonight here on the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage, only on WMFO in Medford. Our theme in anticipation of Valentine's Day coming up in exactly 2 weeks. It's How About a Little Kiss, featuring the band Kiss. Cool covers of their music by other bands, and then songs about kisses. That last set, we started off with the Lemonheads covering Kiss and Plaster Caster. And then the Neat Beats, It's In Her Kiss. And then Kiss with a cool cover version of a song originally by the Rolling Stones, 2000 Man. And then Mary Chapin Carpenter, Passionate Kisses. And we finish things off with a real rockin' song, a great riff too, from Kiss and Paul Stanley, Heaven's on Fire. And backing me up right now is Devo, getting us ready for Songs from the Squid Pod, coming on promptly at 10 p.m. And this is actually a cool cover, we'd have to kind of say. Well, it's Devo with a Muzak version of their song Girl You Want, originally released on cassette as a special bonus to the Devo fan club members. But then they put out a CD, which is how I acquired it. So we got one last set for you, and we're going to start it off with a Kiss song that is the first song I ever learned how to play on guitar. Yeah, back in 1976, I think, when I bought my first used guitar, a Harmony Rocket. Had an even better Fender Vibrolux amp, 1965, that I still have, and it's worth far more than that guitar ever was. Yeah. Well, here it is. Here's Kiss and an Ace Frehley penned song sung by Gene Simmons, Cold Gin. We'll be right back.
2 cappuccinos. Thank you, darling. Big kiss. The earring. Fun. Last year.
Stanley from Kiss for Red, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Some of us work months producing a CD, but in less time than it takes to play it, someone will be killed in an alcohol-related crash. So please don't drive when you've been drinking. Plan ahead. Arrange a designated driver. Remember, friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Energy Hog to team! I want you to infiltrate the house and waste some energy!
We'll just sneak into these leaky windows!
Just like we thought, boss! No insulation in the attic!
Perfect! Now go wild and waste some wattage!
The Mitchell House. A house like many others. Except this one's under attack by energy hogs. They show up anywhere energy's being wasted.
Talk to me, hogs.
Nuwasha, it's not Energy Star rated.
Outstanding. What about the thermostat?
Not programmable. I repeat, not programmable.
Looks like we're living high on the hog.
Only one person has the power to get rid of energy hogs.
you.
Hold on! Someone's home!
Andy's got energy-efficient light bulbs!
To find out how you can fight energy hogs, log on to energyhog.org. You'll find fun games and lots of tips on making your home more energy efficient.
Now he's installing Energy Star appliances.
Not Energy Star! That's it! Get out of there! I'll get you, energyhog.org!
Hey! Wait for me!
Brought to you by the Alliance to Save Energy, the Department of Energy, and the Ad Council.
You've been listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Community Non-Commercial Radio. I've been your host, Edward Buchert. Our theme has been called How About a Little Kiss, featuring the band Kiss, cool covers of their songs, and songs about kisses. And we began that set with the first song I ever learned how to play on guitar, written by Ace Frehley, sung by Gene Simmons, called Cold Gin. And then Prince and the Revolution, the original, his version of Kiss, as opposed to the Tom Jones and Art of Noise that we heard in the first hour. And then we finished the music in that set with Ace Frehley once again, him singing Shock Me from the Alive album. And that song actually was written by him after he was nearly electrocuted during a concert. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back again next week with some kind of a, I think it will be a not for Valentine's Day show, with songs perhaps about jealousy and obsessions and revenge and things like that. Because it's not quite Valentine's Day next week, but it is coming up. Stay tuned for Savoir Faire with Songs from the Squid Pod here on WMFO in Medford. Oh, yeah. This is Tangerine Dream and Chevelle's love song going out to Savoir Faire.